With your Ag News, I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich. We'll take a look at the U.S. Drought Monitor and how the spring wheat and pastures are doing across the nation. But first, a word from our sponsor.
Agriculture uses words like way of life, feed the world, and backbone of the country. We use these words as an anthem of life spent growing or raising something. Some of the men and women that rise and eat and drink under the blanket of the very sustenance that agriculture provides do not appreciate it and question the manner in which we provide it. We would rather they just said thank you. Thank you for providing for our well-being. Agriculture is feeding the world, 200 people per farmer. If you need seed, think ProSeed.
Loading a trailer can be a challenging task, making multiple trips up and down a ladder so you don't under or overfill it, usually making it a two or three person job. Until Pendulum Cam. Pendulum Cam allows you to have a level view of your trailer via a wireless monitor without ever leaving your cab. The only wireless video monitoring system on the market today that can maintain a vertical axis on any electronic or automated tarp system. Save time and reduce the chance of injury by ordering yours at envisionit.co.
USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey notes the latest U.S. Drought Monitor drought coverage maps for both major hay growing and cattle producing states.
Looking at our hay and cattle numbers for the end of May, just 20% of the U.S. hay production area considered to be in drought at the end of May, and 36% of the U.S. cattle inventory in drought on May 30th. Those numbers may sound a little high, but they're a far cry from what we've been experiencing the last 3 years since this long-term drought settled in back in summer of 2020. We finally clawed our way out of that, and much better situation now for the central and western U.S. heading into 2023.
Rippey looks at drought coverage for winter and spring wheat across the country for the period ending May 30th.
As the winter wheat season winds down, we continue to track considerable drought in some of our key production areas, still in the Great Plains and the Northwest in particular. And if you look at the specific numbers for winter wheat as we head toward the harvest season, still seeing 46% of the U.S. winter wheat production area in drought, although that has come down from last fall during planting when we peaked at 75% in drought, it still represents a significant portion of the crop that is, of course, reflected in the poor crop conditions. But some of our other production areas, for example, spring wheat in the north, a greatly improved situation there. During the end of the 2022 season, we saw considerable drought in some of our spring wheat areas. That has steadily declined. And at this point, as we head into the 2023 growing season for spring wheat, just 6% of the production area considered to be in drought.
With a look at your top Ag News headlines from across the region, I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich. And be sure to subscribe to the Growing Harvest Ag Network podcast, available on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcasts. Once again, I'm Sarah Heinrich for the Growing Harvest Ag Network.